I was just checking.
Practicing something.
I am just practicing something. Like, would you read that as if there's a comma there?
Just read it all out as it is in front of you.
Okay.
It's not for it's
no,
not
no
for
comma.
Four
no
minutes
comma.
To worry.
I know.
No comma.
No comma.
But it's probably the easiest thing you've had to do all morning, but I'm glad you're getting nervous about
just,
it.
Does can
don't
I
don't worry about
it. But see, that amazes me because you have a photograph. We were saying this the other day.
It's not about memory the lines. It's about I don't know what those three words mean, really. So I don't know whether you
nobody knows what you're talking about.
I know, because you won't let me say it now.
Don't say it now. That spoils the magic.
Yes.
If you say it now, vanilla fudge will start talking.
Yes. Oh, really?
It's not vanilla fudge today.
It's not vanilla fudge.
It's someone's salmon.
I love that they have a radio newsreader on this called Vanilla Fudge. How can you say, oh, the world's all going...
Because she's delicious.
The world's going awful, but here's vanilla fudge.
Here's vanilla fudge to tell
on a lighter note, here's vanilla fudge.
She managed to say it quite... This is the news, I'm Vanilla Fudge.
You know what they should do? Some companies should make... Vanilla fudge.
They should.
Yeah.
Actually.
Mm. Yeah, they should.
And they should market it for children in need next year.
There you go.
There's a BBC idea.
People buy it and then they make money for children in need.
You can
great,
have
I'd buy some.
That idea.
And every little piece like of fudge her. You open has got a little bit of bad news on it. You've got to have a twist.
Now, John, we should also talk about Torchwood, which is coming back soon.
Yeah.
I saw the first episode.
I know.
It's brilliant.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's properly brilliant. It's always been good, but it's brilliant.
No, it's coming in June or July. I don't think they've decided on any dates yet, but it's five
days in 1 week.
5 days in 1 week. So it's like an epic kind of mini series. And we've moved to BBC One, so we're all on the same channel now. But I'm excited about it because it's complete. It's darker. It's more action. It's got everything you can imagine from like a kind of a BBC One kind of big drama. Well, you know, I'm selling to the converted here, really.
You are.
Well, you're telling to the faithful listeners out there.
Yeah, no, and it is. Yeah. It's an amazing show. And, you know, we've got Gareth David Lloyd, myself, Eve Miles,
Peter
Kyle.
Peter Capaldi.
What?
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Farrell.
Yes.
There's all sorts of posh actors in
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
And John Barrow.
Brilliant.
Cam Jack Show. But, Eros, Lynn, who directed it, who's done many a Doctor Who.
He's directing us right now.
Yeah.
And
absolutely, a wonderful director. And it was great to go back to it because... I want to talk about the stuff that happens, but I can't because it'll be giving
don't
too,
give it away.
Give it away. But you just need to watch it because you will go on a roller coaster ride over the course of these five episodes. I'm looking forward to it. I see the episode this coming week.
It's so. Really good. Really,
it was
good.
On my birthday, so I couldn't. I didn't get to come because I went out. Scott wanted to take me out to dinner.
Where'd you go?
I went to the Ivy.
Oh, very nice.
Yes,
ooh, you're very showbiz.
Well, you know, very you got to you got to do it sometimes.
Who was there?
Oh, nobody.
No,
it was
no, you
night.
Were there.
No one was there. No, I don't. You know, I can't remember who was there actually. But I took Jody.
Whoever
Friends
was there, everyone was looking
people.
At John.
That's true.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
No, you know,
exactly.
Oh, come on,
we've got to say goodbye. It's all over. This the 3 hours has flown by.
But guess what? We get to hear Catherine.
We
say
get
that
to. This is what Catherine's been rehearsing all morning.
But can I say, you know, BBC Radio 2, you guys should come back and do this.
Oh,
again.
We've had such.
We
fun.
Have had a hoot.
It's been great.
We really.
It was nice to wake up this morning, snuggled in my duvet, listening to your voices. Make fun of me.
It's only because we love you, John. Thank you for coming in.
Love.
Thank you to the Proclaimers for coming in. Thank you to
Paul
Merton for coming in. Thank you for Radio 2 for letting us.
Thank you to John Barrowman.
Thank you to John Barrowman.
Oh, let's hear that.
And now, Catherine, take it away.
This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM.
Beautiful.
And I out. BBC News.